For Mission Network News, I'm Ruth Bliss. A call to strike over Ethiopia's disputed poll results has a lid on the simmering pot of tension in Addis Ababa. Many people stayed home last week for fear of a new outbreak of violence. SIM's Steve Strauss says even with the uneasy calm in the capital city, the teams are still looking for ways to meet the needs of those who've been affected.
Pray that God would use the uncertainties created in a time like this to turn people to Him, that they would recognize that they can't find their ultimate answers in any kind of political process, and that Ethiopian believers and missionaries would have many opportunities to share the gospel.
Next, a military chaplain's conference at Saddleback Church in the United States a year ago is seeing a number of United States soldiers coming to Christ in Iraq. According to Purpose Driven Ministries, two Army chaplains who attended that conference ended up working together on a base just north of Baghdad. Using Purpose Driven's 40 Days of Purpose with the troops, they've seen many turn to Christ, so pray that these new believers get involved in their local church and grow when they return home. And new programs for people in key areas of the world have allowed international Christian broadcaster Transworld Radio to surpass an incredible milestone. TWR's president, David Tucker, says more facilities and airtime availability have helped TWR expand a lot more over the last 10 years.
Recently in Philippines and in East Africa and in the Caucasus area, region of Russia, and also in Mozambique, we've been able to add some languages, which now take us over 200 languages and dialects in the world.
It took 41 years to tackle 100 languages, but only 10 years for the next 100. So pray that many will hear the gospel and turn to Christ. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Remember to pray for the suffering believers today on the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. Listen to our special IDOT broadcast at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.